and welcome to Famous for 15 Quid, the, I guess, panel show that takes a heavy-hearted look at the world of online celebrity greetings. Picture the scene. It's little Timmy's birthday, and what would make his day more special than anything else is a personal message from his favourite Star Wars character, that little thing that rolls along the ground going BD Bidip. So, you write to BD Bidip via his agent, respectful, and a few days later, Timmy is beaming with glee on his birthday morning as BD Bidip's a happy birthday BD Bidip to him from your computer screen. A nice thing has happened. And as with all nice things, eventually it gets monetized, and so now, if Timmy wants to get so much as a dip from BD Bidip, he can go fuck himself. Unless he's prepared to dig into his bank account and flash some cold, hard cash at the remote control cunt. But the question is, how much cash? Well, that's what we're here to find out. Yes, it's a panel show featuring three white cisgendered men, as a tradition, to compete to work out the price of a celebrity greeting and in the process lightly mock some people just trying to make ends meet during a global pandemic. So let's meet the teams. Over on this side, we have a man who hasn't got a birthday message from a celebrity, but he has shared a bath with Brian Blessed and once showed his ass to Roland Rat. It's Paul Litchfield. Hello, Paul.
Hello, Daniel. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Paul. I'm very well indeed. Would you like a celebrity message from
really.
Someone?
Yes, I think so. Can I choose anyone?
You can choose anyone you like, living or dead. I mean, probably the living one would be more interesting to
watch.
Yeah,
I think I'd rather have the dead. But I would really like to maybe have a little message from Paula Abdul, if she's up for it.
Oh, I'm sure she'd be up for it.
Because yeah. I'd like to find out if she's still in that relationship with that animated cat.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. She was quite hot and heavy with that animated cat.
Yes, I think, and they did date for many years, and I mean, did she have a litter of her own afterwards? I mean, what's gone on?
Some animated kitten-human hybrids that
were produced. It must be tough. It must be tough to be a physical person and have a fulfilling sex life stroke relationship with a two-dimensional animated cat.
I couldn't agree more. Thank you very much, Paul. And on the other side, we have a man who has been told to fuck off by three quarters of REM and once saw Jamelia fall off a chair. It's Michael Legg. Hello, Michael.
Hi, everyone. How are you?
Fine. Absolutely fine, mate. Yeah. So how about yourself, Michael? Any celebrities that you'd particularly like to get a message from?
Do you know what? I've been thinking about that all minute. And I reckon I'd go for Freddie Mercury. I want him alive. And I don't want happy birthday or anything. I just want Freddie Mercury to go, oh, hello, Michael, how's things? And then leave a bit of a gap while I complain. And then he just goes, oh, God, yeah, no, shit. I just want Freddie Mercury to call me up and agree with me. What's wrong with that?
So what you're saying is you want a friend?
Yeah, how much are they on Cameo?
You just want someone to talk to.
Yeah, tell you what, Michael, you've come to the wrong place.
Yeah, you're not going to get that.
This is the loneliest I've ever felt with you two.
Well, wait, because it's about to get a lot lonelier as we enter round one.
Oh,
yes, round one. This is celebrity bids. So everyone has their price, so the saying goes. And now we can find out exactly what that price is down to the penny, thanks to the internet. So we have a series of six celebrities, and I want you guys to bid for them. Okay, so closest to the actual price wins the point, and like in niche porn, two bonus points if you get it on the nose. Paul, we're going to start with you.
Yes.
So, Paul, yes, she's very much still a thing, if whatever this is can be called a thing. It's Samantha Mumba. How much for a Samantha Mumba, Paul?
How much for a Samantha Mumba?
You haven't thought about her for a while, have you?
I really have not.
It's worth paying the money just to remember her. That's fun.
That's the joy about, because we sort of happened upon this on a particular website. I don't know if we're going to mention it, but which Michael put us onto. And then I just went down a hole for like 3 days of just looking at the most random. I mean, I came across a man called Graham Onions, and that's the happiest I've been in about 8 years.
Well, whose day isn't improved by Graham Onions?
Graham Onions, who's a cricketer, and I'd love to speak to him. But anyway, we're not here to talk about Graham Onions, are we? We're here to talk about Mrs. Mumba.
Today, Paul, I looked on the same website, and I did, found a rapper called Rapper Big Poo. And you know what? I'm delighted with him.
I saw... you can also get animals to come and give you a message. I don't know how that works. I don't know about the specific admin, but you can...
famous animals?
Well, no, no. Oh, Dan, if only.
All of Paula Abdul's exes.
Yeah, Top Cat. He's really sardonic about it. There's a list of animals that you can get a message from. And there's one, and she's called Fiona the Hippo. She's a hippo at Cincinnati Zoo. And I clicked on a couple of the videos, and she's obviously just eating lettuce with her gob open. Apparently, that's a conversation. But while she's doing that, she's also simultaneously having a massive shit.
Wow. So you can buy a hippo's anus for a loved one's birthday.
You can watch a hippo shit. And if I'm getting Paula Abdul, I expect the exact performance. That's what I'm after. Anyway, sorry. Mrs. Mumba.
Back to Samantha Mumba.
I'm gonna say £65.50 to have her.
£65.50 for Samantha Mumba. Yeah. It would have been more a while ago, but certainly £65.50. That's a good opening bid. Michael.
I think she's how do I say this politely? More generous than that. So I'm gonna go for £45.
On the nose.
£45 bid from Michael. Mm. Okay. Those are two strong bids, £65, £50 and £45. I can now reveal that to get a nod and a wink from Samantha Mumba these days will set you back a princely £50. So, Michael, you take the point.
Oh, well done, Michael. Hang on. You've already rung her, haven't you?
Yeah. £50 once spent, I'm 1 point up.
Michael has done some extensive research for this podcast, and he's spent £4 million.
I just have to say these facts and figures are pulled from four different websites, including Cameo and CelebVM and a couple of other ones. So there's a whole range of prices.
Wow,
it's extraordinary. Yeah, and we'll come to that in a bit, though.
That's interesting.
So, Michael, you took the point, and it's your first go on this one. So. Ooh. As an 11-year-old boy, he got a lot of attention from Steve Vai for his fingering ability. It's former child rock guitar prodigy Thomas McCrocklin.
Who I've seen. I've seen him live in concert. I saw him on stage. Now, you would think that's as bad as it gets, right? Seeing him on stage. Let me add something to it. I saw him on stage with Leo Sayer.
Good God.
Wow.
Yeah. That was an awful day. But
that must have been some time ago.
That was 1989, I think, or 1990.
I was going to say...
Oh, that's about when he was a thing, wasn't it? Yeah.
I suppose
been a thing
so. Since no, no way.
I really want more context, whilst at the same time, I don't need any more context.
Well, he was a child who could play the guitar quite well.
Yeah, and no child... I mean, no, you can't play the guitar until you're in your 30s. Everyone knows that.
No.
But he somehow broke through that weird barrier. And was able to play the guitar when he was younger.
Was he trying to? Yes. Was he like trying to solve the guitar like it was a Rubik's cube?
He might have been. Yeah.
He solved this guitar really quickly.
Well,
he was creepy. I remember that.
His name's Tommy McRocklin. That's his real name, by the way.
Horrible name.
So he's not going to get a lot of attention from anyone, even his own parents. So you know, Mr. and Mrs. McRocklin hated him.
Mm. All the little
and therefore he turned to the guitar.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's really good at heroin there. I hear that.
He can solve heroin really quickly.
Really good at heroin.
Oh, yeah. Rubik's heroin. Yeah.
Look at him go. He's done the spoon and it's in and he's off. Look at that.
Out like a light.
Out like a light. We'll be back after the break.
Didn't even need a bedtime story. Look at that.
Okay, Michael, what are you going to bid for this enigma?
Right, yeah. Tommy McRocklin.
Wrapped in a boring riddle.
Keep in mind, I've got a very personal link to this man.
Yes.
Yeah.
To this boy. I'm going to go for £32, and I already regret that. I think it'll be lower.
32 for okay.
I have to take my first answer, so £32.
Okay, I still don't know who he is after you told me, so I'm going to go for...
He'll probably play some guitar at you, don't forget that. So there'll be a little ditty involved as well.
Can you, before that chat, say, please don't play the guitar? I really don't want that to happen during... I want you, the real you.
Yeah, that's what I worry about. I mean, most of his like messages... Hi, Kevin. Happy birthday. I'm afraid I can't shove this up my arsehole. Like everyone keeps asking me to. But here's Stairway to Heaven.
Fred, I can't take a hammer to my left hand for you. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
So sorry. There's only so many times I can fulfill that remit for all these phone calls, and it's getting rather painful. I'm going to say £15.
Because £15?
Yeah, I don't know who it is.
That's fair enough. Well, you don't know who he is, but you're definitely closest. He's £18.75.
I knew it.
So Paul takes the point. So we're at one apiece. This is exciting. Oh. It is. I believe that. So back to Paul. Paul, you just start on this next one. So here we go. She can tie a cherry stalk with her tongue, but there's not much call for that these days since Variety died. So she's got to make ends meet. Somehow, it's Sherilyn Fenn.
Oh, ooh. Lovely.
Now, I know you're a particular fan, aren't you, Paul?
I am a fan of the Fenn. I'm a massive fan of Twin Peaks. I went to the place where it was filmed, a place called Snoqualmie, just outside of Seattle.
Oh, I was really hoping it was going to be Riverside Studios. Wow, what a brag.
Where it was filmed, upstairs, downstairs. It was wonderful. It's all filmed at Longleat, don't you know? Sherilyn Fenn, she's got cult status and she's been involved in Twin Peaks and I don't think much more. I think she'll charge... if it was me doing this sort of thing, you either charge a really reasonable rate so you can make a bit of extra buck or you go, I don't want to fucking talk to anyone. £2,000. And then every so often someone will do it and you're like, oh, fuck. Anyway, it's £2,000. I'm going to say she charges a bit more than she should because of her status. I'm going to say £125.
I swear that's what I was going for.
Go for the same thing, Michael. No, you can't. That's not how this works.
No.
That's not how this works.
No. I guess it's my go then.
Yeah. It's very much your go, Michael. So it's to you.
I have.
For Sherilyn Fenn.
No, it's fucking Sheen Easton's go. What do you think? Come on.
I have no anecdotes. Link to Sherilyn Fenn. I am going to go for 85.
£85?
Yes.
Interesting. Well, some two very interesting moves there.
It is interesting.
I will say, Paul, you are closer. Paul, you are closer with your £125. She is £149 and 25 pence.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful S of F there.
So a lovely extra point. But Paul is now in the lead with 2 points.
Good Lord.
So this is now Michael to start, isn't it? Yeah, Michael.
Yes.
Michael. Son of Loudon, brother of Martha. He's not only given his music to the world, but also his sperm to Leonard Cohen's daughter. It's Rufus Wainwright.
Wow. And how much do you pay for that?
I don't know. I don't know if money changed hands. Maybe he might have just got a signed album or something from Leonard.
It's his spunk on cameo. Now.
I've filled a margarine tub with my own essence and you can talk to it for $4. Oh, God.
It should be cameo, right?
There it is.
But he's doing well, isn't he? He's a successful musician.
Lead a thought,
yeah. So he doesn't really... He must be doing this because it's such a great thing to do, to say happy birthday to complete strangers, right?
Oh, you think he's doing it...
Do it for charity as well, so there's a bit of that going on sometimes. I don't know if it is with him, but...
I was about to say, if it's him, it's either going to be, I'm going to donate all of this to charity, but never of your choice. Or he's going to ask for something really like, oh, you don't pay me money, pay me in love and acorns. What? I don't know.
Yeah, it could be.
I don't know. I could do that on PayPal, Rufus, for fuck's sake.
I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to do something crazy.
Oh,
okay.
I'm going to go high, and I'm aware it's high. This is very much a gamble. I'm probably wrong, but you know what? You only live once. Which should be the tagline for cameo.com. but look how many times you die.
and I've reviewed your death as well. Oh, thanks.
I'm going to go for 215.
Wow.
215. 215. 215 from Michael.
£215 for Rufus Wainwright.
Mm. Okie dokie. Okay, Paul, what do you think of Rufus Wainwright is worth?
I don't think I've ever thought about him until this very moment, so that's interesting. I think he's going to be even more or even less or the same amount.
Oh, that is.
Yes.
I'm like all the others.
Have you played this game before? forward.
I've been boning up. I'm very much the Sherlock Holmes of this. I think he's either going to be... Oh, I don't give a fuck what I think.
I've thought my opinion could go fuck itself.
When you're in midstream in the conversation, you're like, why don't I shut the fuck up? It's just...
Why isn't that every tweet?
With a pinned tweet underneath it. Why don't I shut the fuck up? I'm going to... What did you say, Michael? What was your price?
215.
Yeah, I went for 215.
215. I'm going to say 175.
175. Okay, so we've got 215 plays 175. Well, Paul, you're running away with it here, mate, because it's actually £74.25.
Wow. Yeah.
Very reasonable.
He's a really reasonable man, isn't he?
Very reasonable man.
Bastard.
Yeah.
Well, I find that incredible. I mean, it wouldn't matter what price, because I don't want him to say anything to me. But, so I think that's cheap.
Well, if not in 50p, you can get Rufus Wainwright just to, you know, cough at you for 50p or shopping list.
I can definitely put 50p to better use.
Fair enough. I suppose we all could. All right, Paul, back to you for the next one.
Yes.
An early adopter of the Karen lifestyle and everyone's favourite python, it's Sarah Palin.
Dan, if only you could do this all night to me on Audible.
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 This is Audible.
Audible. So have her ranting and screaming. She's obviously got... Her net worth and her self-worth are constantly at war. So I think it's going to charge
$300. $300? Oh, yeah. This is in pounds. So
oh, sorry. I'll go £300.
£300.
Yeah.
£300
for a Sarah Palin.
It's a good bid. Michael, about yourself.
Now, I get where Paul's going with this. I totally understand that logic because she is full of her own self-importance. She thinks she's maybe just... Well, she thinks she's right. That's the terrible. But
very far right.
Here's what I think... And I don't want to put Paul down, but I think he's forgotten one thing. She's fucking mental. She's absolutely fucking hard to nuts.
So she charges minus four kittens or something?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Five shoelaces.
three oxbow lakes or I walk. Oh, all right.
There's your lakes.
I'm going to go for 110.
Wow. 110. Okay. 110 for a Sarah Palin. Okay. Well, I can tell you. Michael, you're catching up now. Sarah Palin costs you £186.75.
Oh, wow.
So, and Michael, it's your go. So this is the last one of the round. So this is you to start. She's one of the many breakout pains in the arse from Netflix's Tiger King. We don't know what happened to her husband, but we know what happened to her. She's selling messages on Cameo. It's Carol Baskin.
Of course, she made a lot of money in the Baskin and Robbins thing, didn't she? So
she did.
And baskets,
leopard flavored sorbet and shit like that.
Now keep in mind, she is a bitch. Not my phrase. This is just what I've heard. Yeah. So how much would a bitch charge? bitch money. I'm going to go for 120.
120 for a Baskin. I hear 120. 120 for a Baskin. Paul, any advance on 120 for a Baskin?
It's like horse racing commentary.
Baskin
over there. I think she's one. I think if whatever money it is, she insists that it goes to her sanctuaries and all that, or even legal fees. So I think she might. What do you say, Michael? 110.
120.
120. Yeah. I think she might charge a little bit more, but not much more. I'm going to say 150.
150.
Yeah, 150, I think she wants it's for the poor animals. It'll be all that. That's why she charges.
Okay. Okay, that's a good bid. I can tell you that, Paul, it's another one to you. Carol Baskin sets you back £224.25.
Yeah, I knew it.
Wow.
Well, I didn't know it, but I knew it.
To be fair, she is the most famous celebrity we've had so far. And when I say fair, I mean unfair.
Right, yes.
Yeah, Carol Baskin's certainly worth a lot more than she used to be, I suspect. Anyway, so there we go. That's the end of round one. At the end of round one, Paul is ahead with 4 points. Michael is bringing up the rear with 2.
Wow.
I don't have a sting.
Okay.
So, round two. Ooh. Round two is called Who's Worth More? They have 2 celebrities, each undisputed masters in their field, but one a little more valuable than the other. A nice, juicy, luscious point if you can guess which one is less worthless. Michael, this time we're going to start with you.
Okay.
So to start, Michael, your pair of princely chaps. So this is just, you just guess on this. So it's, I'm not going to hand these over. This is just you, Michael. Mm-hmm. Neville Staple from The Specials or everyone's favourite timekeeper, Chico?
do you know what? To be fair to Chico, he has never given up.
He really hasn't, has he?
He fucking lost that thing. And he didn't give up then, and he fucking won't give up now.
Listen, is Chico timeless?
Yeah, I was going to say, you give him one thing, he's very punctual.
That man has never read a room. Now, I'm going to... What, who was the other person?
Neville Staple from The Specials.
Oh, yeah. Now, I'm wrong, aren't I? I'm wrong.
I'm going to go for Neville.
But I know I'm wrong because this world is cold and empty and shit.
Well, I can tell you that Chico would set you back £40. Mm-hmm. Neville Staple will set you back a mere 30. So I'm afraid, yes, you are incorrect.
Yeah,
Chico is more valuable than Neville Staple from The Specials. Sorry to break it to you like that.
What a pile of shit.
It's funny the things you find out on the internet, isn't it?
No.
So, Paul, it's your go now. You have a lovely pair coming up. Who is more valuable? Is it celebrity bender Uri Geller or... Or wait, there's more, Mr. Jimmy Cricket.
Oh,
wow!
Uri Geller or Jimmy Cricket?
Who and who's better? Is what you're essentially saying?
Yeah, who's more valuable out of those two people?
Who's best, Jimmy Cricket or? Oh my God! I'm Michael. You kind of know Jimmy Cricket a bit, don't you?
I've met him a couple of times,
I bet he's really nice, isn't he?
He's so lovely. I had breakfast once with him and his priest son.
Right.
Did he charge you for that?
Oh, yeah. So I know exactly how much he's worth.
Whereas Uri Geller is there's no way to really put the icing on the cake without spelling cunt. So I think Yuri's going to charge far fucking more than Jiminy Cricket.
You're saying Uri Geller for this one?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I can tell you that Uri Geller will set you back £50.
Wow.
Jimmy Cricket will set you back 100. Wait,
what?
He's more. It's Jimmy Cricket.
Good Lord.
I'm delighted. And do you know what? I think he is twice as good as Uri Geller.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not much. There you go.
At least he can do something, I suppose.
He can put wellies
pretend.
On.
Uri Geller
he can put wellies on.
Uri Geller got caught, didn't he, inadvertently during a Noel Edmonds gotcha, and they found him pre-bending spoons under a table.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah.
Are we legally covered for this?
I'm not entirely sure. Anyway, he was so furious, he probably went out and bent a lamppost or something.
Yeah.
Fuck me. That's horrible. Yeah. And lovely.
There you go. Yeah. So, Michael, back to you. Back to you for the next one. So that's 2 American TV legends for you. Mm-hmm. Is it Ponch from Chips himself, Eric Estrada.
Holy shit.
Or John from Chips, Larry Wilcox. Now, I'm just kidding. It's obviously, Eric, the difference is massive between them as well. It's really crushing for poor Larry Wilcox. But no. So is it Eric Estrada or everyone's favourite 70s transvestite? No, not Dick Emery. It's Corporal Klinger from MASH, Jamie Farr.
Wow. Those are a couple of corkers.
That's beautiful.
I used to love Chips. Both potato-based TV shows, aren't they? Chips and MASH.
Yeah.
So they've got that. You know,
that was accidental, but I'm lucky that happened.
Yeah. Well, that was very clever.
I thought that was how you started the search, Dan.
Yeah.
I was just hungry.
Yeah. I was trying to order something on delivery, and I ended up coming up with a round.
My heart says Klinger. But because we're all basically born into a prison, I'm going to say it's Klinger. I'm going to say it's Klinger. I'm going to have hope. I'm going to have positivity this time. It's Klinger.
I like this positivity. I like this positivity. It's misplaced because Eric Estrada is more expensive.
A lot of shit.
£112.50 for Eric Estrada. Jamie Farr just £93.75.
Oh, my word. I love it. This round is basically 50-50 chance, and every time we get it wrong.
Yeah, so just the law of accidental averages. We're going to get something out of it. Well, let's see how we got on. So now we're going to start doing a couple of themed ones. So, Paul, this is a Clash of the Bond Girls for you.
Ooh.
Yeah, she played a character called Christmas purely for an orgasm joke. It's Janice Richards. Or she put up with both Peter Sellers and Rod Stewart, so she's basically a saint, Britt Eklund.
Wow. I've met Britt Eklund. That's cool.
Oh.
Yeah. When I was working at the London Dungeon years ago, she was down to do some photographs and a little interview to do a Hammer Films and Horror stuff, and she chose the London Dungeon.
Did you have a chat or anything?
Yeah, but she was very like, who, what, who? About everything. So, and I think she was scared. So.
Well, it's a London Dungeon.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just realised that this game show is a great excuse for us to show off what a glamorous lifestyle we have.
Yes, no, you're right.
The famous people we've met, like Jimmy Cricket.
My London Dungeon days, I mean, when I wasn't working, I was sat outside on the curb, dressed as Jack the Ripper, drinking champagne.
Didn't you meet Cameron Diaz there as well?
Oh, God, yes, I did. Yes, I did. Yeah, anyway, I've forgotten who we're talking about now.
Denise Richards or Britt Eklund?
I'm going to say, I think Denise is all into worthy causes now, and she'll be championing a lot of things, so she might need cash to help with that. And I'm not sure that Britt even knows what money is anymore. So let's get one right. I'm going to go for Britt, even though I'm wrong.
Britt Eklund.
Yeah.
Okay, I can tell you, Britt Eklund will set you back £150.
Yeah.
Denise Richards, £187.50, I'm afraid to say.
Close. Very close.
That is close.
Yeah.
Well, I must just say, Denise Richards is doing it for charity, apparently.
Yes, I thought
whereas
so. Right, yeah.
Britt Eklund, not so much.
It's doing it for gin and fags.
Well, you know, they're by themselves. Okay, so it's not going great this round so far, but let's see if we can pull it together with going back to Michael. It's a rock clash for you, Michael.
Ooh.
It's a battle of the rock legends. So who's going to cost you more for a lazy hello? Is it rock legend and celebrity golfer Alice Cooper or drummer and celebrity sex tape man Tommy Lee of Motley Crue?
Wow. Now, I'm a big Alice Cooper fan. We both are, Dan. In fact, all three of us technically went to see Alice Cooper. Two of us stayed.
Yes.
and actually saw him. Now, that's my only in on this bit. So I could just say a number and get us tickets out of it, or not get a number. What do I have to do in this ring?
You have to say either Alice Cooper or Tommy Lee. It's quite simple.
In every round, both Mike and I go, so what do we have to do?
What is this? What year is this?
When's the nurse coming round with the meds?
Right, I'm telling you this now, and I want to make this very fucking clear.
Oh,
I'm going to say Alice Cooper. And when I say Alice Cooper, if Alice Cooper is the wrong answer... Fuck you. And I don't mean fuck you the world. I don't mean fuck you this whole concept of celebrities doing happy birthdays for money. I mean fuck you, Dan Mersch. Fuck you with a hot poker, not just in your anus, but in all the new holes I will make with that fucking poker. So my answer is...
Alex seems Cooper. I have a hot date with a poker. It's Tommy Lee, £300. Alice Cooper is just £225. That's a bargain. So I'll see you later on that poking. It's standard to play for. Paul, last one for you.
Yes.
So this is a genre clash for you, Paul.
Ooh.
So we're going Star Trek versus Star Wars.
Oh, so, giddy geese. Go on.
Who's going to eat into your galactic credits more? Oh. He may be as blind as a fucking bat, but he can still see an opportunity when it's staring him in the face. It's Geordie LaForge, a.k.a. LeVar Burton. Versus, he's still a scoundrel ready to take the shirt off your pissing back. It's Lando Calrissian, a.k.a. Billy Dee Williams.
Oh!
So, LeVar Burton or Billy Dee Williams?
Wow. Yes.
He's going to set you back more.
This is interesting. I'm just going to judge it from their character traits of the people they played. So Billy Dee, like you've just rightly said, is an absolute scoundrel. and we'll sell you to the nearest Sarlacc pit at any opportunity. Whereas Geordi has got a code of honor, isn't he? And he looks after data. And I'm going to... Oh, please, let's get one right. I'm going to say Oh, I'm going to go for Geordi LaForge. I'm wrong, but I'm going to go for Geordi. He's better.
I'm afraid to say this round is now not a white. What's your correct, Paul? It is Geordi LaForge.
Well done. I knew you were wrong. That's how right I was.
Even now, you still know I was wrong.
That's how
nonsensical this whole thing is. I've got a bonus one here for both of you to have a little go on. This is slightly different. So I'm just reading this from this man's bio. A social media sensation who is widely known for his eponymous Jason Moments Facebook account, Jason Moments. So he's on the UK site Thrills, but he's also on Cameo. What I want to know is, who's more expensive, Jason Moments on Thrills or Jason Moments on Cameo? And a bonus point for whoever's closest to the disparity in the cost between the two sites.
Wow. Well, I'm going to go for Cameo. I think it's got a bigger reach, so he might put his prices up for that.
Okay. Paul?
Yeah.
What do you reckon? Thrills or Cameo?
Well, you've gone for Cameo, haven't you, Michael?
Mm.
I'll go for Thrills then, just to make sure it's healthy competition.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. I can tell you that Paul is correct. It is Thrills he's more expensive on.
Of course he is. Turns out, I am not good at playing heads or tails.
It's like, you're really not.
Yeah, really bad.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Never get into a Russian roulette game, please.
After we finish this, Michael Legu died today. Found hung in his garden.
Oh, but there's a bonus point available.
With lipstick. Sorry. Yes.
There's a bonus point available, Michael, so you could redeem yourself here. So what is the disparity in cost between the two sites?
Right,
I'm going to go for... 25 quid.
25 quid from Michael.
It won't be. But I'm saying it.
No, it'll be a small pounder or something. I don't know how to win this. Can I ask a question? Which site came out first, or can you not tell me? Said
info. Oh, I don't know. Because Thrills is British, and Cameo is sort of.
Because I always think maybe when they first start off, it's an outlandish fee or a ridiculously small fee, and then they put it on another one, and then they adjust it accordingly. So they're like, oh yeah, I wasn't making anything on that. So I'm now. And I'm going to. You said 25, didn't you, Michael? I'm going to say not as much. I'm going to say there's going to be something ridiculous in it, like £1.75.
Okay, £1.75 for Paul. Okay, I can tell you that on Cameo, to get a shout out from Jason Moments, it'll cost you £15. On Thrills, to get a shout out from Jason Moments, will set you back £300. There's a point to Michael there.
That's the Jason moment.
Yes.
Wow.
The difference actually was £285. So, Michael, with your £25, you are the closest.
Well done, Michael.
Thanks to you, sir. And that's the end of round two. I don't have a sting.
No sting.
So, time for round three. Now, round three is called I Want You to Make Me a. In this round, I'm going to be presenting our lovely contestants with a more high-end celebrity, let's say a bit of a superstar, and I'd like them to pick up to 5 celebrities to make up the value of that superstar. They won't know if the celebs they pick are even available, but at the end, I'm going to tot up the value of their picks, and whoever is closest to their superstar wins the points. So, Michael, we're going to start with you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Michael, I would like you to make me a Chaka Khan. Which up to 5 celebrities would you say were worth the value of 1 Chaka Khan?
Well, we're now becoming slave traders.
Now, I have met Chaka Khan.
You've met everyone.
I have met Chaka Khan. And I'm not going to go into the story. And don't worry, it's nothing that bad. But I was rude to Chaka Khan. And I'll be honest with you, that has stayed with me for 20 years. Because you shouldn't be rude to Chaka Khan.
No.
Probably not to Chaka Khan. No,
she's nice. Hmm. She's good.
So did you call her a Chaka Khan? No, you didn't.
No.
Call her a cunt. Oh, shut up. Hang on. So you want me to name 5 celebrities that are worth...
Up to 5. It could be any number up to 5, and I want you to get as close as possible to the value of a Chaka Khan.
Okay. I'm going to go for... Les Dennis.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you. I am going to go for Roland Rat. I bet Roland Rat's on one of them.
Roland Rat.
Okay. I'm going to go...
I can clearly hear Dan writing fuck off on a pad.
Yeah. All day. Like all the day. Shining.
Something to do, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm going to go for Hal Cruttendon.
Hal Cruttendon.
We actually know. I don't know why. I get the feeling he's on there.
Okay.
I'm going to go for Les Gray from Mud.
Les Gray.
This is becoming very Les themed.
Oh yeah, you're up to two Leses. I'll go for Andy Gray, the football player.
Andy Gray, the football player. There you go. Okay. Brilliant. Some marvellous five picks there. We have to whack an edit in here while I top these up. So if you need the loo or anything, now's the time.
Okay.
So I've got to work these out. Okay, Michael. Well, we've now totted up the value of your five celebrities, and I can tell you, only one of them is available.
That might be all right, though, right?
Well, it's Hal Cruttendon, so it's pretty good. Yeah, he's not quite worth what Chaka Khan is, though. He's worth £30, and a Chaka Khan will actually set you back £450. So you are £420 short. But I can tell you that you could make a Chaka Khan with a Dog the Bounty Hunter, a Cedric the Entertainer, a Marilou Henner, and a Tiffany.
Damn it! Choices.
Alternatively, you could have had 21 Diddy David Hamiltons and a Bobby Davro. So
it's becoming like a fever dream now.
So you got within £420 of Chaka Khan. So that's not bad. So Paul, that's the price to beat.
That is brilliant.
you got within £420 of her, which is why you're in court, Mr. Legg.
Where am I going? So Paul, who's yours? Paul, your superstar also commands a high Miami price. It's Don Johnson.
Ooh.
So I want up to five celebs from you that are going to be worth one Don Johnson.
Right, okay. I'm going to start meekly and work my way up. So number one, I'd like to go for Vicky Michelle, if she's available, from The Lower Low, Oh Renee. I'd then like to go, I'm going to sort of pick Michael's logic as well. I'm going to go for like an English comic, someone that we may or may not know a little. I'm going to say Alex Lowe, but doing one of his characters, like Clinton Baptiste.
Okay.
Very good choice. Very good.
Yes. Yeah. I'm then going to go, and because I have already mentioned her, and it's a big shout out, but can I go with Fiona the Hippo?
Fiona...
The hippo. Yes, the hippo. And then that's three. And then now I've got to get some big bucks. So how about... let's go for Gary Busey. Oh, please let Gary Busey be there.
That's a good choice.
Please, because he's either going to charge one pence or £4 million, isn't he?
Yeah.
That's going to be brilliant. And that's four. And then someone else. Someone else who I know maybe just wants to... I don't know who has Michelle Obama.
Michelle Obama.
Very good.
So you reckon you can make a Don Johnson with Vicky Michelle, a Clinton Baptiste, a Fiona the Hippo, a Gary Busey, and a Michelle Obama.
Yes.
It's time to head over to the tabulator and work that one out. Here's a piece of music. Okay, so we're back from the tabulator, and Paul, I can tell you that four out of five of yours are hits. Surprisingly, Michelle Obama is not currently available, but I'm sure it's only a matter of time.
Right.
But yes, you've got a Vicky Michelle for £33, a Clinton Baptiste for £30, £75 for a Fiona the Hippo, and Gary Busey, £262.50. So, in total, you had £400.50.
Right.
I can now tell you that Don Johnson is £375. So you only have a shot for £25.50.
Wow!
Wow!
It's incredibly accurate. I'm very impressed, mate.
That is phenomenal.
Everyone says that during lockdown they all discover something about themselves that they didn't know, and obviously this is my gift.
I can tell you, if you wanted to get an exact Don Johnson,
do want to know this.
Well, you'd want your hippo, and also Ed Asner, Lisa Loeb, and Dean Cain. or alternatively, you could get 10 Christopher Biggins, a Limahl, and the singer from Doctor and the Medics. So either way, you got yourself a Don.
Which is his stage name.
Very good, Paul. So that's runaway from Paul. So, Michael, you've got some real catching up to do in the final round, I must say.
I don't have to do anything, okay?
You really don't. You have to do jack shit.
No.
Cool. So now it's time for our final round, round four. It's our final slow fire round. Fingers nowhere near buzzers. I haven't given this a title. I forgot to do that. So it's called round four. What it is I'm going to give you four celebs. I just want you to tell me which one is not available on any of these platforms.
Brilliant.
Which one of these celebrities doesn't give a shit that it's your birthday? Mm. I mean, they all don't, to be honest with you, but which one won't take money for that? So, Paul, we're going to start with you.
Yep.
Your set is a set of respected British actors. So, your four are Brian Blessed, Stephen Burkoff, Malcolm McDowell, and Julian Glover.
Fuck.
Wow.
Which one can't you get a message from?
Malcolm McDowell.
Malcolm McDowell?
Yeah.
I'm afraid it's the wrong answer. It's Brian Blessed. You can't get a message.
What?
Which is ridiculous.
Fuck off out of your flat and out of London and out in... No.
I genuinely couldn't believe it either. No. I think it's a disgrace.
I thought you had to pay him to not do it.
Yeah, I mean, this seems like it was the role he was born to play, which is shouting birthday face at people.
I can only assume he doesn't know about it yet. That's the only possible thing. I could tell you, Malcolm McDowell is £75, by the way, so I'd say quite a bargain.
Imagine how many times a day he would go, "Your birthday's alive!"
Maybe it would kill him. Maybe that's why he's not done it.
No, that's true.
He'd get 100 in a day. Finally finish him off.
Overheat and burst. Yeah. Brian Blessed burst today.
You'd been in a bath with him, so maybe you could have told him about it.
Not technically a bath, but it's no gum.
Yeah. Tub. So, Michael, it's your go. So your four are sports folk. You've got sports folk.
Yeah, I'm good at this.
Ivan Lendl, tennis player, Sally Gunnell, David Seaman, and Ozzy Ardiles, the Argentinian footballer.
I am going to go for David Seaman, it's called Seaman. That'll get a laugh.
That's very good.
Ha.
Hold on.
Ha.
There we go. That counts.
Yeah.
It does count. It does
that
count.
That is canon.
I can tell you that you most certainly can get a message from David Seaman.
Oh.
The actual answer was Sally Gunnell. You can't get a shit out of Sally Gunnell. Don't give them monkeys.
Oh, God, I'm having an aneurysm.
What a horrible old bag she's turned out to be.
I know. She's quite a mean woman, I'd say.
Own-faced bitch.
Yeah.
Sally Gunnell.
And on that note, coming over to you, Paul. Your set. You've got a set of YouTube folk.
Oh.
People who do things on, like, YouTube. Okay. I don't really understand this myself. So your four are Wide Neck, Ronald Trump, Frank the Tank, and Jeff the Drunk. Wide Neck, Ronald Trump, Frank the Tank, or Jeff the Drunk.
God, I want to say Jeff the Drunk because obviously he's drunk and he doesn't know if he's doing it or not. But he's definitely doing it though. I don't know who any of them are, so I'll go for the second one that you said.
Ronald Trump.
Oh no, he's definitely doing it. Sorry, I mean the third one that you said. Oh God.
You're with Frank the Tank.
Yeah.
Is that your final answer, Frank the Tank?
Yes, it fucking is.
Okay, I'm afraid you should have stuck because it was Ronald Trump who I just made up.
Get knotted!
Wow. Afraid to say yes. Ronald Trump.
Who actually were those other people?
Well, Wide Neck.
Yeah.
Frank the Tank and Jeff the Drunk. They're people who blog or something. I don't know.
It's very self-explanatory, Michael.
They're on there. You can get them. Where do you pay for them to explain themselves?
Yes.
Do you know that's money well spent?
Yeah, just explain yourself.
Yeah, for my birthday.
Yes.
Explain my birthday to me, please. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so there we go. So it's quite a low scoring around this one. So going back to Michael. Michael, yours is a set of... You like music, don't you?
Yes.
Right. So you've got a set of music folks. These are folks who do music. Not folk music, music folk.
Okay.
You've got Lil' Kim.
I like Lil'
Gloria,
Kim.
Gloria Gaynor.
Ooh.
Tom Jones. And your favourite, Dean Ween.
Right. I'm going to tell you this now. I don't like Dean Ween being in this question. It's a very hurtful thing. I love Ween. And Dean Ween is basically the Frank Zappa who could be bothered to be alive. Okay? He is a genius.
Well, is he genius enough to charge a fee, Michael?
Right. So, I'm going to... I mean, my gut, once again, who has only proven itself to be a fucking idiot throughout this, he's telling me Tom Jones is the obvious one. So let's ignore that.
Mm.
What were the other two? What were the first two?
Lil' Kim and Gloria Gaynor.
I'm going to regret this.
And say...
I'm going for Gloria Gaynor.
Gloria Gaynor.
I mean,
very good play.
Yeah.
Very good play. But you should have stuck with your gut. It was Tom Jones. Tom
Jones. Fuck's sake, Tom!
God!
Both you know times. What? You can leave your hat on and fuck off.
Fuck yeah. Okay, no. Both Michael and I have a rather fractious relationship with our own guts.
Well, it happened to our age.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh dear. So, okay, well, no, there's still everything to play for. So, Paul, it's back to you.
Yes.
Yours, I know you're a big fan of this show, so yours are people from Only Fools and Horses. So your four are John Challis, Boise,
right.
Sue Holderness, Marlene, Paul Barber, Denzel, or Patrick Murray, Mickey Pierce.
Oh, God. It's all of them, or none of them.
At once.
I'd imagine... Boise and the thing, they probably do them together as well, don't they? So I'm getting rid of... Oh, God.
Boise, Darlene, Denzel, Mickey Pierce.
I'm going to go for Mickey Pierce. Because my gut is telling me that.
Okay. Well, your gut is better than... No, it's about the same as Michael's, because it's also correct. It is. It's Mickey Pierce. A point has happened.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
I'm going to text him now and say thanks.
Thanks, Mickey Pierce.
I hope this is your number, 5986733455. Anyone there? Sorry.
Okay, so finally, our final one. This is for you, Michael. These are all people from Doctor Who.
Oh, I like Doctor Who.
Okay, so your ones, Michael, are Peter Purvis, Fraser Hines, Sylvester McCoy and Rula Lenska.
Whoa! Okay. They're all likely. They're all likely to be on there.
They're all sorts.
Absolute smashers. I mean, Fraser Hines, he'd do it for 12 quid. Of course he would. Mm. Peter Purvis. I mean, that is a man that I've always thought of as a very dignified person. So someone that likes his privacy and perhaps doesn't really like to...
Lovely Peter Privacy.
Really, really blue Peter Privacy. I'm going to go for Peter Purvis. I mean, what's the point? What's the point? I'm on a losing streak.
Oh, I'd go for Ruler, but there you go. Don't matter.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's fucking obvious, and that's why I'm not going for it. I went for Peter Purvis because that's not obvious, because I don't know what's right and what's wrong anymore.
Well, Michael, I can tell you, if you'd listened to Paul and gone for Rula Lenska,
sure,
you wouldn't be getting the point you are, because it is Peter Purvis.
Oh!
Bravo, well done.
Peter Purvis is not available, even with his Blue Peter heritage and whatever else he's done. I don't really know.
Well, shut up then!
Oh, and that's John Cleese there. The sound of John Cleese there telling us that that's the end of the quiz. It cost us 87 quid, that did.
Yeah.
So, There we are. That's the end of the quiz. What have we learned? Well, we've learned that it's just as nice to get 20 messages from Diddy David Hamilton and one from Bobby Davro as it is to get a wave from Chaka Khan. And of course, if any of you would like a birthday message from one of us, perhaps to a loved one or more likely a hated one, then do please get in touch for our price list. So that's it from me on this side. That's it from on this side, Michael Legg.
Bye.
And on this side, Paul Litchfield.
Winnie, win, win, I won, I win.
Oh, yeah, the scores. Yeah, sorry. Paul, you've got 9 points. That's why we're here.
No, to find out the scores, tune in next week.
Yeah, you're right.
For the new quiz.
I'm not used to doing this. It's difficult, isn't it? They make it look so easy on the telly. Paul, you've got 9 points.
Yeah,
Michael, you got 4. So well done, Paul.
Well done, Daniel, for the exemplary work there.
Well, thank you very much. Well, that's it. Who knows if there'll be another one of these, but if there is, do join us again. And it's just for us to say bye-bye for now. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
That's that.